It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Hillary Clinton addressed a group of Black and Latino journalists, her first appearance before the press since she held a news conference last December about her emails. The venue she chose to break this long-standing record was a joint convention for the National Association of Black Journalists and the National Association of Hispanic Journalists in Washington, D.C. this afternoon. After a brief speech outlining her plans for boosting the economy, Clinton took questions, and many of our own WNYC journalists were there. Joining us now, Tracy Hunt, a producer for All Things Considered, and WNYC's urban policy reporter, Cindy Rodriguez. Hi, Cindy. Hi, Tracy.
Hi. Hi.
First, this wasn't just a news conference before political reporters who've been following her campaign. This was an appearance at a joint convention. What was the mood like among the journalists who attended? I mean, was she the headliner at this convention?
She was definitely the headliner. There was a lot of confusion because obviously this was kind of like the hottest ticket at this convention. But once people were in the room, the session started out with a panel of Black and Latino journalists just sort of talking about the campaign in general. And then she came in and, you know, she did get a very, you know, warm reception. But there was definitely, I think, a feeling in the room that we did have some tough questions for her.
Before we get to the questions, Tracy, talk about the speech before she opened it up for those questions. Were there any specific things that played well to the room?
One moment that kind of stuck out for me is that, you know, she mentioned Ida B. Wells, who is, of course, a hero for many Black women journalists for her work documenting lynching in the South in the late 1800s. And you know, and used a quote from Ida B. Wells saying, "People must know before they can act," kind of encouraging the journalists in the room to continue our good work and continue doing the work of, you know, holding her accountable and also her opponent, Donald Trump.
Now, let's talk about the question and answer portion of this. She was playing not to a room just full of journalists, but a room full of Black and Latino journalists. Did the questions reflect that?
So yes, there was this one awkward moment when a journalist asked Hillary, you know, what is the most significant conversation she's ever had with a Black friend. And I have to say, I felt really bad for her because there's absolutely no comfortable way for a white person to like answer that question, to talk about their Black friends. And she kind of laughed, you know, and there was a lot of like nervous laughter in the room. But then she did talk about these friendships that she's had, all these Black women that she has known over the years, and talked about how they have supported her and chastised her and also gotten her to expand her musical taste.
Yeah.
So that was actually like a very lighthearted moment. She never went into specifics about, you know, this personal conversation she had with a Black person, saying that she would leave that to the circle of friendship.
So, Cindy, I understand that Clinton was pushed on immigration and asked what specifically she'd do to push through legislation. Did she talk about specific steps that she'd take to make real reform happen if she's elected?
So, you know, Richard, immigration reform is such a broad general term. So I was waiting for a little bit more of specifics about what that means to her. You know, she talked about a path to citizenship. You know, how many years does that take? 10, 12, 15. So we didn't get those kinds of specifics. What she talked more about was the political process, about winning seats in the Senate, about forcing votes in the House, how to convince the Republicans to vote on immigration reform. And at one point, I think she said, nothing like winning changes minds.
I also understand, Cindy, that Hillary Clinton was asked twice. Now, again, this is before a room full of Latino and Latina journalists, whether she takes their votes for granted, since they're more likely to vote Democrat. Did she give a compelling argument that she does take their votes seriously?
You know, she really hearkened back to her childhood, basically, to answer that question, which I felt also was sort of an awkward moment. So she hearkened way back to being 12 years old when she was a babysitter for the children of farm workers. So she painted this picture of babysitting for these kids. Their parents would show up in this ramshackle bus. The kids would run to their parents. The parents would be there with their tired, open arms. She talked about expanding legal services for Latinos in the face of opposition. But she didn't really make a connection to Latinos today. So I don't know how well that answer will be received. It would have been better to hear a little bit more about what she plans to do to build the relationship. She did talk about building a relationship being the most important part, of winning over voters and convincing them that she takes their vote seriously.
Okay, WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez and WNYC's Tracy Hunt at the convention for the National Association of Black Journalists and the National Association of Hispanic Journalists in Washington, D.C. See you back in New York, guys.
All right. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Richard. You have a good one.